In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Puebla will move forward with a mediator to figure out what to do with a controversial statue of Christopher Columbus. Protesters have gathered at the bust every Sunday for more than a month. Last night, the city council held a special session to decide to work with Harvard-educated law professor Fred Galvez, who lives in California but was born in Pueblo. Galvez spoke just prior to the vote.
What you try to do with mediation is get people that would otherwise say my way or the highway to say, let's wait a minute, is there any common ground? Is there some interest that you have that might overlap?
Around 24 residents spoke during the meeting. Some said it would be a waste of time and money. Others said the process respects the ethnic diversity of Pueblo. One of the longest-running rodeos in the country might just happen next month in Gunnison. Organizer Kevin Koblenz says the annual Cattlemen's Days event has happened every year since 1900.
During our run, we've been through World War I, World War II, the 1918 pandemic, the 1918 flood, the Depression, and we've just continued to go on.
Local health officials gave it the okay to happen this year during the pandemic, but without any spectators. Koblenz says that means they need to raise about $160,000 by Monday to cover the lost revenue. He's collecting donations online. A red flag warning across much of western Colorado. You're listening to CPR News.